As we count down to this year's 100th Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival, WGHN celebrates the men and women of the Coast Guard with 100 years, 100 heroes.
Hi, I'm Kelly Vanderhook, and welcome to our salute to the people and stories that honor the rich tradition of the United States Coast Guard. In 1942, Douglas A. Monroe, signalman first class of the U.S. Coast Guard, gave his life evacuating Marines of the 1st Battalion at Guadalcanal. President Roosevelt posthumously awarded Monroe the Medal of Honor, the only Coast Guardsman to be awarded this decoration. The medal was given to Monroe's parents. While engaged in the evacuation of a battalion of Marines trapped by Japanese forces in Guadalcanal, and after making preliminary plans for the evacuation of nearly 500 Marines, Monroe, under constant risk of his life, daringly led five of his small craft toward the shore. As he closed the beach, he signaled the others to land, and then, in order to draw the enemy's fire and protect the heavily loaded boats, he valiantly placed his craft with its two small guns as a shield between the beachhead and the Japanese. Monroe was killed by enemy fire, but his crew, two of whom were wounded, carried on until the last boat had loaded and cleared the beach. He heroically gave up his life in defense of his country.
Celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival with 100 Years, 100 Heroes.